This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named James Rotunda, J-A-M-E-S-R-O-T-U-N-D-A. Date of birth 05/08/1947. Date of appointment 2/14/2022. Requesting physician Junaid Iqbal, J-U-N-A-I-D-I-Q-B-A-L. Dear Dr. Iqbal, I have the pleasure of seeing James Rotunda today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was in the VA hospital. In the March 2023, due to the incarcerated umbilical hernia. After that, he was transferred to the Schenectady Rehab Center for physical and occupational therapy. He is not much participating in the activities over there, and they want to rule out whether he has a Parkinson's disease or dementia. He is also having double vision. He is seeing imaginary people in the room. It is affecting his thought process. As per the patient, his memory is good. He can walk with the help. He need help for shower. He used to live alone. Now he is in the nursing home. Past medical history, chronic kidney disease, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, benign prostatic. Please rewrite again. Benign positional vertigo, diplopia, neoplasm of the urinary system, past surgical history, umbilical hernia repair. Allergy, no known drug allergy. His medications are aspirin 81 milligram daily, cyanocobalamin, dulcolax suppository, fleet enema, lisinopril, melatonin, milk of magnesia, rizovastatin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is a veteran. Family history, not available. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having some rigidity, some confusion, hallucination, double vision, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, south pulse on present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 26 out of 30. no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulders are normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep plantar reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. Right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, late onset Alzheimer's disease. With paratonic rigidity. Now, please rewrite again. Number one, Alzheimer's disease, late onset. Number two, paratonic rigidity. Number three, generalized weakness. Number four, diplopia. Number five, hallucination. Next paragraph. There is no sign of Parkinson's disease. Patient has a rigidity that can be paratonic due to Alzheimer's disease. I will suggest to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. I would like to follow up in my office in 1 month. For diplopia, he has to see an eye doctor. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.